Notice there's, boy, there's quite a few emails about Mitch Albom's column.
Yeah, that tremendously heartfelt apology he finally came up with over the weekend.
As a student at Oakland U, I would have been expelled from school if I had done what he did. My career would have ended before it even started. I guess all the ethics preached at the university level only apply to students. As soon as I graduate and get established, I guess ethics are out the window and I can do whatever I want. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
You know, the silly thing about this is it really wasn't that big a deal. But what made it a big deal are a couple of things. One, the fact that they should have responded to that immediately. I mean, it should have been painfully obvious to anyone, including him, since he was there. In fact, that's kind of why I wondered if he was there. He had the St. Louis Dateline, and it, of course, was important to show that he was there, and he was. And SI got it wrong, and they printed a correction, too. But the reason I wondered if he was there was because why didn't they establish that a mistake had been made in the paper? When you're at the game, it seems to me you would probably look for the guys who you said were going to be there the day before.
Right.
And Dave Dye wrote in his column that they weren't there. So I thought, why did this thing take until Wednesday to acknowledge?
Yeah, I know.
And Thursday,
it's like 4 or 5 days went by, and then they tried to get that correction out instead of anything.
But you know what's interesting here? He says he made a careless mistake. Yeah, careless mistake. It wasn't malicious. Didn't harm the subjects. Again, he's minimizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, but it was factually incorrect in four paragraphs.
Yeah, the subjects love to be lied about in, you know, in the whole bit. They love that.
I assumed something would happen that didn't. That was wrong. But again, it seems like a minimization.
Oh, of course, yes.
Is that
well,
a word?
Yeah, no, he writes this thing. He's very dismissive about it.
We were going to run a correction, then we decided to go further. I apologized on the front page of the sports section. Something unprecedented.
Yeah, okay, now stop right there. When he says we decided to go further, the thing of it is that no. What happened was they're going to do a correction, but then when the staff blew up. And all of his fellow journalists, everybody that works at the paper, when they threw a fit and everything was on the edge of mutiny and a big emergency meeting was called and everything else, that's when they decided to go further on this. It wasn't out of some conscience over the issue.
Yeah,
because all hell was breaking loose.
I really thought one of the things that would come out of this is that they would examine why did this take so long.
Yeah.
To respond to was somebody trying to just skate
sweep
here?
Sweeping under the carpet.
And I wonder,
of course they were.
Was there really the proper authority to even determine that, or did they decide that really didn't matter? Because I got the impression that it was about to break, or it was breaking in other places.
That's right.
And they had no choice but to tell people here.
That's right. It was preemptive. There's no way they're going to say anything unless they had to, and they had to.
And he says, I apologize to my bosses. We were going to run a correction, and we decided to go further, blah, blah, blah. But he does suggest that he felt bad about what happened to the editors, but he brought the editors into
Absolutely.
It in the apology. He implied that they were a big part of it.
Absolutely. Threw them under the bus right away. And caused four other people to be disciplined.
For someone who's upset about his editors, he seemed to be criticizing them in his apology, and he was he kind of left them holding the ball over the book review, too.
Yeah.
He could have taken them off the hook by saying, hey, just run the thing. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that happened.
Absolutely not. The other thing is I'd like to know what type of discipline was passed out by Carol to Mitch and the other four. We never did hear.
I don't know. I don't think that part's over. But the copy did not indicate that he took it that seriously because he kept saying, you know, or he said what might seem like a small mistake to you.
To you.
He implied that this was a real nothing, but that they were taking it very seriously.
Yeah,
and
right.
I think the opposite is true.
Exactly. It's the opposite.
But then
of course
he says,
it's the opposite.
And then as Dick Enberg says, oh my, a volcano erupted, an explosion that mixed the criticism I deserved with a lava flow of anger, hate, self-righteousness, and people...
Self-righteousness?
He's calling other people self-righteous?
You gotta be kidding me.
And people once called themselves friends, preferred actors, my judge and jury.
Huh.
Well, what were they supposed to do? You could say that about anyone who's writing about someone who's made a mistake, that they're acting as judge and jury. But, I mean, isn't that, if you're in the journalism field, it seems that this is something that you might write about.
Yeah, the thing of it is in regards to the hatred, well, Steve Wilson, that's what he was talking about when he first started taking a look at this thing. That's the first thing he ran into was like, boy, this guy is not liked. Well, the thing of it is that whatever hatred exists out there by his fellow journalists, and the public or people that have dealt with him, that's his own doing. And whatever activities or whatever attitude and things that he's done that's caused that hatred, I mean, it's pretty funny. It affects so many different people. It's not just one or two. So obviously it originates from the one person. So there he is throwing around hatred. He had a little bit to do with that.
But having read a few pieces about this, to call it a lava flow of anger, self-righteousness.
Self-righteousness. My God.
I did not read a lot about hatred.
Didn't read any of that.
In fact, the local media apparently was utterly silent.
Totally silent.
At least that's what we're told, is that the local writers were silent. They were told not to speak of this.
Yeah, right.
Now,
that's
to me,
in effect right now.
If he wants to write about anything in terms of right and wrong involving this event, it would be that his colleagues were not given their right to speak out about
this. Right, they've been muzzled.
He's implying,
and that's why they're so quiet right now.
He's implying that there was too much conversation about this, and that it was a lava flow of hatred and anger.
I think that was going on probably behind the scenes. Maybe that's a reference to when all the employees blew up at the paper and demanded that something be done. That's probably the hatred he's referencing.
I don't think that's anger and hatred. I think that's people who see a real
sort of double standard.
Well, no, they just see that the paper was trying to sort of shuffle it under the rug, as opposed to really deal with it.
Double standard.
Because
absolutely,
this was a bizarre mistake. It wasn't even a mistake. It was fiction.
Well, that's just it. To call that a mistake, that's like Kwame saying that his lies were miscommunication. I love the way we're reinventing words and meanings here.
But for someone to say this is a lava flow of hatred, all it was people commenting on what was a very strange mistake. I think the nature of what he did created a lot of copy. If it had just been a factual error, I don't think it would have been any big deal. And it certainly wouldn't have meant someone would be disciplined or editors would be disciplined.
Well,
it would have been a big deal.
No, a factual error would have been just a correction issued.
But this was essentially creating history before it happened.
Absolutely.
And that's why it was so unusual.
This is a fictional work entirely.
I went from sorry to shocked to saddened to sound. I didn't want to lash out. Well, wait a second.
Yeah, who the
him
hell are
lash
you
out?
Lash out? I know. Look at that.
He's the one that made
the
mistake.
Look at this. Look at this guy. Look at this. Look at this attitude. Boy, this isn't an apology at all.
If he's going to lash out, he should lash out at himself.
Yeah, but you see, that's where he doesn't get it, Drew. He doesn't get it.
I guess not.
Boy, I mean, he's trying to control his anger right now at his
You should look in the mirror. I don't think. Did anyone
there's
write?
Plenty in his house. You know that. There's a mirror every 5 feet.
Did anyone write anything that was so terribly unfair?
He got away lucky, if you ask me.
When it came to Jason Blair, it seems to me if there was any lava flow of self-righteousness, it was out of him at Jason Blair. I certainly saw some people who wrote some negative things about what he wrote and suggested that it was
letters to the editor. That's the stuff that was printed. That was the only thing that was negative.
But those things
was written, so to speak,
were suggesting that the credibility of the profession and the newspaper were very much in question, which they were. This was an incredible thing to reach the readers of the paper. Something that simply was a prediction. Written as fact.
Absolutely.
It was a very strange, odd mistake. And for someone with his experience level to make a mistake like this, it seemed... And, you know, he blames it on being in a rush.
He's jumping on... You know, some of the articles that were written that were suggesting that the foundation problem for this, the reason why this probably happened is because Mitch has got too many pans in the fire. He's writing, you know, he's doing too many things at once, and he's getting careless. So he's obviously jumped on some of that he's read.
I didn't see it that way at all.
Yeah, but that's
it was
what
a column about
doing.
College rah-rah guys and writing about something that hasn't happened yet. You mean to tell me that you have to have a very deliberate pace to know that you shouldn't write about something before it happens?
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous.
What does that have to do with being in a hurry?
Yeah.
Being in a hurry is when you maybe make a factual error, you don't look something up.
Yeah.
But to write about something that hasn't happened yet, what does that have to do with being in a hurry?
I know. And that's why I was amazed where some of those articles had thrown that out there. Well, this just shows that Mitch is in a hurry. He wrote this stuff down. He conducted a telephone interview, and he wrote this stuff down. He assumed it would happen, and he just sent it off because he's such a busy guy. He didn't have time to wait to see if it came true. He's in such a rush because he has so many pans of fire. So he's jumping all over that and using it as an excuse, per usual.
It's
and
funny.
And using it as this, you know, look at the way he's putting in this article that's just rambling on.
I guess I need to take my own advice that I've always told everybody to smell the roses. I guess that's what I need to do.
Then he points out all the other people's errors.
Oh, yeah.
In a race report on my journalistic error, you could barely count the mistakes and falsehoods that were committed.
How do you like that?
And then,
nice apology.
But then he says he will not swipe at those who swiped at him.
Well,
he just swiped at him.
He sure did. He took a run at him with his car.
So it might
look
be easy
him.
To go from sorry to screaming, hate people back. Hate people back for what? What did they do?
Exactly.
They wrote about it.
People called it for what it was. Oh, man, this guy is a real piece. Shut up, little man.
He's the one that got this wrong. He's the one that suggested it was a slow news day and I never should have trusted athletes and all these.
Oh, I know. How do you like
odd
that?
Odd comments about this really silly, bizarre mistake.
Athletes. Never should have trusted athletes. Then, why? Because they just made the decision not to go to a game? That's a big issue of distrusting athletes.
He's implying that he's turning the other cheek by not hating people back for writing about
it.
This.
Yeah. Once again,
so he's teaching us another lesson.
Yeah, he is. Really, he is. And he's once again
positioning himself
as this amazing angelic figure, which he's famous for doing. And he did Maury.
He writes about the wheelchair hockey player
who apologized
to him for not getting to him sooner.
Oh, this guy turns my stomach. I gotta tell you, I'm starting to. That's just sick.
This heartstring stuff about the incredible readers of this paper, from the little old ladies in the UP,
to a group of workers
at American Axle, to a wheelchair hockey player from Lansing who sent a beautiful note of encouragement.
Will you stop it?
Then apologized for being a few days late because he had some medical issues. He was apologizing to me? Oh, the heartstrings.
Oh, this guy, man. Just like that when they made that movie, Tuesday with Maury's. Oh, my God, did you see the way he was positioned in there?
He was
an angel on earth.
So he says, I will not swipe at those who swiped at me. He already swiped at them.
Exactly. He took a huge run at them, directly accusing them of making up more stuff than he does.
It was my mistake. I'll own up to it. Besides, in 20 years of doing this column, I've never written for those people.
Oh,
I write for you.
A way to pat your own back. Boy, oh boy, look at that. In the 20 years I've been... Boy, oh boy.
Well, I got news. The readers were as upset as anyone. Maybe he didn't read the letters to the editor.
Yeah.
But he's implying that the only people that were upset were the people who were writing about it, not the people that read the paper. Not true. Sorry. So I think every step of the way, this thing was bungled. The original apology was bungled. It should have come out Sunday or Monday. The investigation, I don't know how that went. Apparently they found nothing else, but we wouldn't know because he's already writing in the paper. And
based on that letter from Carol, I got the feeling that they didn't even look at that. They just simply looked at this offense.
I don't know, because they said they were going to examine his work and they were going to use their reporting services.
Well, they sure looked into 20 years of writing in a big hurry. Only a few days went by.
I only heard about one major thing that really was in dispute,
right.
And he seemed to come out on the right end of that.
Right,
so,
and they dropped it right there, I think. Okay, that story panned out. Okay, done.
Well, I don't know.
They sure wrapped up the investigation in a hurry for a guy who's been at it for 20 years.
Well, they have a lot of resources, and I'm assuming that they. I mean, I'm going to assume that they did the right thing, but nonetheless, the story is still to come.
Well, she said there was like three or four criteria by which she judged him, and the last criteria of which was his 20 years in with a paper and his popularity.
But I'll tell you what I think is rotten.
I think it's the only criteria, if you ask me.
To silence his colleagues here locally seems to me a whitewash.
Yeah.
I don't know why people who he writes with and people who are his colleagues at the newspapers here could not say something about it. That to me seems ludicrous. They're the ones whose opinion would matter the most because
they
do this every day.
Right, they know the most.
But
exactly.
We heard that there was a whitewash there and they were told not to say anything about it.
Yeah, as of right now, they're all under the gun and told to shut up.
But this column yesterday really tells me that he, in the end, he still doesn't get it. I thought, one more apology, something a little more humble would have done the trick for him. And he's not going anywhere. He's going to get, he has his job back and everything is business as usual.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on his way. But whether he really got it in the end, I don't know.
He didn't.
To me, he thinks that some torrent of anger and hatred was unleashed, and he's turning the other cheek at it. So,
yeah.
In the end, he's better than everyone else.
In the end. What an amazing conclusion.
Even though he did point out their errors, he said he wasn't going to swipe at them after he takes a swipe at them.
Yeah, because he accuses them of making more mistakes than him.
I'm kind of glad it's over.
Yeah. Big time.
And all we heard about was
I have to get some blood pressure medication.
The Poplawski thing was all we heard, that he had long been believed to have invented another story, and it turned out in the end that that was not invented, that Poplawski verified what he wrote. So I'll take it at face value.
Hey, I personally love the guy, and I think he should just continue to write and just get over this.
It seems to me he's on his way to doing that.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's 7:57 at WRIF, and we need to point out